Everyone, welcome back to Dad Space, the podcast for dads by dads. And we have a dad. Hey, and he's got a men's group, and he's got a really cool background. So you got to check that out. And he has a website, and he has much more. And it's not Truman from the Truman movie, but we have Mike Van Pelt is here from True Man Life Coaching. And there's no one else that can do what he does because he's only one person named Mike Van Pelt. Mike, welcome to Dad Space.
That's right. I'm the MVP of Mike Van Pelt's. See, you know, some people get this, some people don't. So my initials are actually MVP. Now, I actually have a middle name, but I don't use it. Why would you do that? That seems so unnecessary when you can pull off the MVP. So the answer to the question right now going through somebody's head is no, I'm not related to Scott Van Pelt. And he wishes he was related with me because he's just an SVP. I am an MVP. There you go. Boom. Laying it down.
It's not bragging if you've done it. So there you go. You've done it. So well done. My initials is the short form of December. So that doesn't get me anything. Not even like free coffee or anything. So anyways. Yeah, I know.
That's
so
shame.
I'm jealous. Do you have a stunt double?
Do I have a stunt double? No, yeah. I perform all my stunts.
That's one thing I'm always curious about. Because I see all these people.
That's why my body's always in pain.
All these big stars have stunt doubles. And I'm like, being who you are, I would assume you would have a stunt double. So.
Oh, boy. Yeah. You know, if I was in the movies, maybe. But, you know, I'm not sure I'd be in one of those thriller movies.
No, you'd be in
movies,
like a murder mystery, I think.
Oh, a murder mystery. Interesting.
Don't know what. Yeah, I don't know why. But that would be interesting. The MVP. There's something there. We'll work on it. We'll work on that.
Yeah, why not? I hope as long as it's something along the lines of murders in the building, okay. I'll take it.
Killer idea. I love it. Okay, so let's go with the website. Mike, let's start there. Tell everybody what your website is and what it's about. And there's so much we can talk about, but let's start with the website.
Well, certainly the easiest way to find me and get the most amount of information, even though my website's always a work in progress, is to go to my website, which is truemanlifecoaching.com. And really, I try to get as much stuff out there as I can. My blog's there. My podcast is on there, which is also findable via truemanpodcast.com, but it'll take you right to my webpage. My books that I've either worked on or in pre-sale mode for are on that website. And so it just kind of the wheel of life. Now, this is kind of, I do not talk about this enough, and this is something we need to promote more. We have a wonderful little tool on there. A lot of people are familiar with the wheel of life, and it's a quick little program where you can go in and rate, sort of speak, areas of your life. And I've got an interactive one on my website, and it's really cool. And, you know, I encourage people to go out and check that out. It's free, and it'll give you a quick checkup on your life. And if you want to follow up on what you find out, hey, I offer everybody a free initial call to see if they're a good fit. If coaching or having a guide or a mentor or an accountability buddy, we can put all kinds of names around it. You know, I encourage everybody to reach out to me. My calendar's on my website. See, I could keep going on and on. Maybe we'll just keep adding stuff to the website. I don't know.
Website's getting bigger as we talk. Where did the idea of True Man Life Coaching even originate? How did it start?
Well, True Man started as my men's small group. That's where the whole name originated from. And we pulled it out of scripture. Basically, we wanted to formalize and name our group. So we were looking at all kinds of names, and we didn't feel like that there needed to be another group called Men of Steel out there or something like that. So we were really digging hard for something original. And I was reading scripture one day and was reading about Jesus Christ walk on earth as a true man. And I'm like, that's really cool, actually, because in our minds, he was the ultimate role model for men that had ever walked the earth. And so we decided to call our men's small group that. And then what happened was, you know, we talked about starting a podcast, and we did, and we called that the True Man Podcast. And because I'm not a great business person, I don't know that I even originally called my life coaching the True Man. But we realized that it was really incorporated all the values that I wanted to have in the business. And so, you know, we named the business True Man Life Coaching. We have True Man Tips of the Day, and everything we do is about working towards becoming a true man.
That's a great starting point. That's a great place to build something as well. Tell me more about the whole men's group itself. Like, how many men are in the group over time? How's it grown? How's it changed?
Yeah, so this particular group, I'm now just outside of Atlanta, Georgia, but at the time that we formed our group, we were actually in Spartanburg, South Carolina. That's where I lived at the time. And we started a group. How many of us were? Probably about six guys. And I'll be honest with you, I think a good small group has about 6 to 10 guys. You get beyond that, what happens is there's people don't participate in the way that on a weekly basis you really want everybody participating in. You want everybody to feel like they're a part of a family in the group. And that starts by keeping things fairly small. And so our group was about six guys, and we would meet every week at my buddy Paul Bailey's financial services office. And, you know, we would have these early morning coffee meetings every Friday. And it was just a great opportunity for us to have more than an inch deep conversation. And I think this is really the critical ingredient of a men's group, because as men, we'll keep things at a surface level a lot of times if we can, but really being intentional about what's going on in your life and talking about, you know, your wife, your children, your heart, and keeping it a safe place. In other words, nothing leaves that room. This is a safe environment to talk about what's going on in your world. And that's critically important, because my experience has been that, number one, I really feel like a lot of men desire that kind of environment because they don't have any other place to get it. And, you know, so it's important that we have outlets for us to get that emotional support that other men, Owen, by the way, might be feeling the same thing you're feeling. We tend to internalize what's going on in our lives as it's unique. Well, my challenge is unique. Well, it's unique to you. However, chances are very high that somebody's gone through something that you've gone through and can relate to it. And that's really important, because you don't want to feel like you're alone in the world. That's a very isolating thing. And that's another thing that men are really good at is when things go sideways or we don't feel good about something, we isolate ourselves. That is a very bad thing to do. We do stupid things. We isolate. And when you isolate, that means you're taking whatever garbage you've stuffed deep down in your soul with you. And so you can't heal from something that's stuffed down in you, you know? And, you know, my experience with men's small group was it allowed me to begin digging out of the hole that I had found myself in at that point in time and find the relief that I was looking for so that I could begin to get my heart back and grow as a man and ultimately get to where I'm at today. Without being in a part of a men's small group, you and I would not be talking today. In fact, I'm not even sure where or in what kind of shape I would be in today.
Wow.
Truthfully.
Okay. So the group gets together, the guys meet on a weekly basis. Like, without giving away secrets, what kind of conversations do you get into in that kind of group setting? Is it like kind of free form? Do you have a topic that you for each morning? Is it led by one person? Is everybody kind of taking turns? How does that work?
I think that there's a number of ways to do this. There are so many ways. I think I will say this, and I found this to be true. I think it's good to have a partner in crime, a wingman, somebody, a backup partner to help run a small group. That way everything doesn't fall on you. Now, we did a variety of things. We would work our way through books. We would commonly, and I love this, watch movie clips, like a 2 or 3 minute movie clip. Or maybe it was some other clip that had come our way about men and masculinity or whatever. And we would watch that. And, you know, typically at the tail end of that, you might hear us say something like, what did you see? What did you hear? What were you feeling while you were watching that clip? And a lot of times those are great ways to have men. And let me give you an example. Rocky in one of his movies is talking with his brother-in-law, and they're at the old meat packing plant. I can't remember the name of his brother-in-law. All of a sudden, it like slips me. I haven't told the story in a while. But they're at the meat packing plant, and this is after Adrian has passed away, and Rocky's talking with his brother-in-law, and he's basically standing there going, just rubbing on his stomach, going, man, I got stuff going on in the basement. Got stuff going on in the basement. You know, his brother-in-law is basically like, you got to deal with the stuff in the basement. And that's what small groups all about. It helps you deal with the stuff that's in your basement, the stuff that you have stuffed down inside of you. And so you have to be creative. And so we played that clip at men's groups. Why? Because it really opens men up. All of a sudden, you take a movie clip and a man goes, oh, yeah, I've experienced that. Well, you know, if it's in a movie, we know a lot of men have probably experienced that. And so it opens it up for everybody to go, wow, I'm not alone. You know, and usually that sounds something like, oh, I thought it was just me. Yeah. You mean I'm not alone? And, you know, it frees guys up. So, you know, we've done Bible studies. We've done, I'm in a men's Friday morning group right now. We're working our way through the book of John. We read a chapter a week and we talk about it. So, you know, a Bible does not need to be present to have a men's group. My only requirement is that the Holy Spirit be a part of it. So, you know, a Bible study doesn't necessarily mean that you're reading scripture every week, but the whole, you know, there's prayer and the Holy Spirit is involved. And, you know, the scripture also says where two or men, you know, two or more people, you know, are that, you know, that's church. And so, you know, for a lot of guys who don't go to church, and there's many, you know, there are just a lot of unchurched people out there that may be the only quote unquote church that they get. So there are a wide range of ways to run a men's group. And, you know, the important, we even built at Paul's office, he had converted a house into a commercial property. We even built a fire pit in the backyard, and we had some nights where we got together rather than a morning, and we just sat around the old fire pit. And that's a beautiful way. I tell you, you want to talk about an icebreaker for guys, and I don't know why this is. You get them around a fire pit, and you can break a lot of walls down and begin having. But to really answer your question, you got to have one or two guys that are intentional about starting the conversation, right? This isn't a conversation where, you know, my current men's group, it's not unusual for us. I live in the South. In the South, what do we talk about? We talk about SEC football all year around. That's just the way it is. And so we may start out talking about SEC football, but it never ends that way. The conversation is much more deep, and that is by design, because, you know, we're going to ask questions and get to the meat of what we're really there for. Now, if you stay on the surface level, you'll sit there and talk about SEC football for an hour, nothing will ever get done. If men's hearts are going to be changed, they have to be authentic, they have to be real, and they're going to have to be vulnerable. Not every man wants to be vulnerable, and I get that. I've had men come to groups and not hang out too long because they had stuff going on and they didn't want to talk about it. And, you know, I understand that, but I think there's something to be said about being around the love of brothers and being able to learn from them that is just absolutely critical to us just getting through life.
I love when you see the relief in a guy's eyes when you go past the surface level conversation and you ask a question or you bring up something and you can see them kind of sit up a little bit, look at you and go,
yeah.
Oh, we're going to talk about more than just sports or cars or work or kids. Right. We're actually going to go somewhere special, like different. And you can see them kind of like,
yeah.
Okay, I don't know where we're going with this, but okay, I'm in. Let's go.
Most men have never experienced anything like that. You know, I didn't grow up in a house where, and I had a great dad, loving dad, supportive dad. We didn't have intimate conversations. We weren't a huggy-feely, touchy family. I didn't set out to be that guy, but that was kind of who I was, right? It gets passed on, and it's not a, I'm not pointing fingers or saying anything negative, you know, but if we're going to be great dads, we really need to be connected with our family emotionally. And I believe that starts by taking a good look in the mirror at ourselves and where we're at and being honest, you know, with where we're at. It's hard to be a to make a connection to people in general, let alone your own family, if you haven't dealt with stuff that's been bottled up inside of you. And we all have this. We all have this something. And it may be greater for some people than others. I know I never put it on a scale and go, okay, well, that was really bad. You know, if your heart's been broken or you've been wounded or trauma has occurred, that's what it is. I don't care what it is. You know, it's something that probably needs to be dealt with. And if you look at the divorce rate in the United States, you know, we're well over 50% at this stage of the game. And a lot of that is, and I'm not pointing the finger here at men. I mean, men and women share the blame. It's a relational thing. Something has happened to either one, the man or the woman or both of them that they haven't dealt with. And what's horrible about traumas and wounds and things that happen to us when we're kids, and that's typically when it happens, is it always seems to show up when we're adults and we try to have relationships. It always seems to show up there. And so the divorce rate, you know, is over 50%. And then for second marriages, it's even worse. Third marriages. In other words, what happens is people keep getting married because they think it's their partner that's the problem. And they forget something. They need to look in the mirror, take care of their own stuff, you know, sometimes. So, having quality relationships, being a good dad, really starts with you and dealing with stuff that's going on in your life and being willing to grow and, you know, become the man that you want to be.
And then, so it's funny because I've had people say to me, Dave, why would you have somebody like Mike on your podcast? He has a podcast for dads and for men. How dare you? How dare you work together with another podcast? Aren't you afraid that people are going to go running to Mike? Well, he is gorgeous. Of course, people are going to run to Mike. So I already know that's going to happen. So that's fine. But what I love about the podcasting community is we can work together and build podcasts together. We're on kind of a similar path. I'm hoping to help men be better to their partners, better to their kids, better to their community, and really be better to themselves. That's really my focus. And I want conversations around this to be in that intimate moment where a guy listening in his car on the way to work or in his earbuds, walking down the street, nobody knows what you're listening to. You could be listening to Ariana Grande. You could be, or you could be listening to this conversation, right?
I'm sorry if you are.
So the nice thing about podcasting is it's so personal, where you can tailor what you want to listen to when you want to listen to it.
Oh, yeah.
And again, listen to hard things that challenge you, and nobody needs to know that you're listening to an episode about blank. And that's the beautiful thing about podcasting is I can learn, I can be different, I can grow based on a conversation. So your podcast, let's talk about that and send people your way. I'd love for people to kind of connect with you around your show as well. Talk about that.
Well, yeah, the True Man podcast is designed to help men, better dads, better fathers, better husbands. And so topically, what I try to do is bring guests on that talk about all kinds of things. I mean, I've talked about, death, you know, losing a child, losing a spouse. How do we deal with that? We've talked about money. I've done a couple of shows on sex trafficking. Why? I didn't know anything about it. And there's a couple things about sex trafficking that are really important. One, these morons that are grabbing our kids, they're grabbing our kids. You need to be alert that it doesn't matter whether you're in the suburbs or wherever. If somebody wants to come after your kid and put them into sex trafficking, they will. And the other side of this problem is men are the problem. We are, quote unquote, the Joes that are buying these, in most cases, children. And so I did a couple shows on sex trafficking because it was important for men to hear and educate themselves on what was going on. It wasn't something I was educated on. And so I wanted to educate men on that. You know, we talk about marriage. We talk so many different things because there's really a never-ending amount of topics to talk on. Honestly, I think the most important thing that I talk about, regardless of the topic, is the stories that people bring to the podcast. Because typically, if you want to come on a podcast or you end up writing a book or you're a speaker on stage, you have a story. And that story could include things like, you know, maybe you tried to commit suicide. Maybe you went to prison and found Jesus. You know, just a wide range of things. But I love comeback stories. I love hearing about stories of second chance. I love redemption, right? Biblically. And the reason that I like that stuff is, you know, it's part of my story of redemption and a second chance. But more importantly, I think it's the story of darn near every man. That we've had something go sideways in our life, or maybe we're in the middle of it right now, and we're like, how the heck am I going to get out of this? And, you know, what I say to people is, as a coach, what I want people to know is just because you have a coach now doesn't mean that you'll need one a year from now or 2 years from now. Maybe it's part of the journey that you've gone on. When I first got into podcasting, I had a podcast coach. For 6 months, just to kind of help me shortcut on what is this industry all about. I've had book coaches. I've had a golf coach. I have a faith coach. I have a health coach. I mean, why do I have these things? Not that I can't do it on my own. I don't want to do it on my own. I'm not a specialist in everything out there. And I have news for you guys. You aren't either. And so I look at it and I go, I'm a guide to help you get to where you want to go. How long is it going to take for us to get there? I have no idea. I have no idea. And guys, I have news for you. You don't know either, but we'll probably know together, you know, if there's some, you know, a place where we, you know, if we've been working together for 6 months and we go, you know, I think you're ready to go fly now, you know? Or if you want a just accountability partner. I mean, I have people contact me and say, I just want an accountability partner. I want somebody around to just keep me honest and call me on my bull crap if I step out of line. And I do think that that's important that we have somebody that we can turn to. I would say at this point, outside of my wife, right? I have three people who at any point can call me on whatever it is they want to call me on. And sometimes that doesn't taste very good. Maybe it's negative language that I use in the moment while I was talking to them and didn't realize I was using negative language, right? Your words matter. They have power over you. What comes out of your mouth was in your head first. And if it's in your head and it isn't positive, there may be a disconnect here. And so, you know, coaching is and can be a very powerful thing. And, you know, I didn't have a life coach when I was going through some of the changes I was going through. It just so happened that my men's group was there. And I work through some things in a different way. But, you know, I think finding the right coach, and I tell people, I'm like, if you reach out to me and we have an initial phone call and we don't feel like I'm a good fit, I'll try to connect you with somebody else. If you need therapy, if it's above my pay grade and you need therapy, there's mental health issues. I mean, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a trained therapist. I'm gonna figure out a way to get the help that you need. If you're someplace in the country and you want to be in a men's group, I'm connected with men's groups all over the country. I can connect you. I encourage people, if you don't know how to get involved in a men's group, send me an email. Let's figure out where we can connect you. I got stuff all over the country and people who I can contact. And that's an amazing and a beautiful thing. And I love having coaches on my podcast, David. There, I don't know how many people are in Canada. You know how many people 25. Live in Canada? Million? No, 25 million?
25 total. Yeah.
I don't know. 25 totals.
We all know each other. We're great friends.
Yeah. So there are 300 some million people in the United States. Number one, if every man in the United States came to me and said I needed help, I couldn't help everybody. I'd have to go find help. That's not going to happen anyway. There's so much opportunity out there. I never see myself in competition for what's going on. Actually, what I see is when I get to know somebody like you, I go, oh man, I can't do this, or they're in Canada. I can refer them to somebody. And so that's a beautiful, beautiful thing. But yeah, and I think we're going to begin doing some group coaching stuff very, very soon. I'm in the process of putting some stuff together, and I want to have more group stuff that I'm doing because I just think it's so powerful. I mean, one-on-one stuff, not everybody's going to want that, and I get it, but the group stuff is just incredibly powerful that we can all sit and learn from each other. And I love that.
It's good stuff. 38 million. There you go. There's your number for you. That's how many are in Canada. I did a Google search. Thank you, Google. You're so kind.
Yeah. But some of the best business strategic partnerships, David, that I've met, I have now currently, are a result of me doing the podcast. And because I may not have connected with that person in any other way, you know, it might not have happened any other way. And I just think that that's beautiful. And, you know, when you have passion for this, there's a reason why you have passion for this. Yes, I love podcasting, but I love making an impact on people's lives even more. And that's what this medium is about, it's marketing. It is marketing. It is getting your brand name out there. And in the 21st century here in 2024, you know, when I was growing up, the only way you could do this was be on the radio.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, that was the only way you could do it. And now we have podcasting, and it affords us the opportunity to say, hey, here's my brand name. Here's what I'm doing. You can listen to me on a weekly basis. If you like me and you need a coach, here you go. You can listen to me and make a decision that way and see if you like me, you know? And that's what it's all about. That's why I do it.
The whole thing about having virtual friends and in-person friends and friendships is something very interesting. I remember watching on the TV show Pawn Stars, that place in Las Vegas, there was the grumpy old grandfather, and Corey, his grandson, was explaining to him what followers were on Facebook. And he's like, the one thing he asked his grandson, being a retired vet and kind of stoic and grumpy, he's like, so you're telling me these are your friends? He's like, yeah, I've got like 30,000 friends on Facebook. Yeah. He's like, that's impossible. He said, would those people come to your house and help you move? And his grandson's like, well, no, they're my followers online. He's like, well, they're not your real friends. And I'm like, oh. So in that moment, I'm like, wait a minute. So if we build our whole world around follower counts on Instagram, Facebook connections, LinkedIn connections, but we've never stepped outside of our house and had a one-on-one in a small group like you're doing, or having a true friend who can call us on our crap or be there in our life and speak life into us. And all we have is a social construct online without the in-person. I think we're a little bit lopsided, maybe. What do you think?
I think that, you know, the online world is fantastic. It has allowed me to connect with people globally. I mean, I've met people all over the world. I mean, from Australia to India to Japan. I mean, I've done podcasts across the world, and that is amazing, and that's cool. I've had this conversation so many times. There is nothing that takes the place of being in person with somebody. You can see their body language. You can feel them in the room. You can make direct eye contact. You can see what's going on. There is a reason why God created Eve, for companionship for Adam. And so that they could go out and procreate the earth. But God didn't want Adam to feel lonely. It's in our DNA to be connected with people. And so, you know, Facebook started the whole thing, well, invite your friends. And I actually sincerely believe that connecting with your friends on Facebook was probably a sincere way to start. But it's not about friends on Facebook. You'll commonly hear people say, well, I don't like Facebook, but I'm on Facebook so that my parents can keep up with, you know, my grandchildren or whatever. And I get that. But, you know, I have, and they are what they are, I have a lot of followers on social media. I don't know half those people. They're not my friends. We are not friends. On a daily basis, I would say at least once a day, I have to go out and delete a post from some moron who's said something.
Yeah.
I don't know who they are. And usually it starts with, you know, what? Your name came up. You're so cute. And, you know, I want, let's be friends. You don't get those? you know, let's be friends. And I delete it every time. I don't know you. We're not friends. I don't want you on my social media. And truth be told, I probably need to clean up a lot of my social media, but who's got time to go do that? But that's what happens online, is you have a lot of followers. You don't necessarily have a lot of friends. And here's the other side to this coin that I think messes a lot of people up. This is a big one. Not everybody owns a multi-million dollar house or drives a Lamborghini or has their own jet. I know. I'm getting that look right now. Like, what? You know, and so people, well, some people do, but I mean, most people don't go out and air their dirty laundry on social media. They make everything look like it's hunky dory. Hunky dory, man. Look at me. I'm this great success. That's just not the average person. And so half the stuff that's going on social media isn't real. I know that a lot of you just fell out of your chair right now and you're going, what? It's not real. And, you know, worse than that, it's really become a political platform for a lot of people. It's a cesspool of bullcrap, truthfully. And if, you know, I get people all the time to be like, well, I don't have time to work out. I'm a busy guy. You have a social media account? Yeah. How much time do you spend on it? I mean, you're talking about people. If you factored out the 30 minutes you spend staring at cats on social media, you could probably find a way to get in the gym for 30 minutes and make a substantial difference in your life. And I'll tell you, if you're a better person, if you're eating better, if you're working out, if you're reading good material, you will be a better person. You will have better relationships. You get along with your spouse better, and you'll get along with your children better, and you'll be a great dad. But I mean, if you're looking at social media all day, staring at half naked women, think about what that is doing to your mind. It's warping your mind. Whether you think it is or not, it is. You know that saying, you are what you eat? Yeah, you are what you eat, whether it's food. If you're staring at, if you're out online, right? Because I have to deal with this too. We've had a number of shows on addictions. Addictions is another thing I talk about a lot. Addiction to drugs, addiction to alcohol, addiction to pornography.
Right.
Over 95% of Barna's statistic, 95% of Christian men have a pornography problem. That's everybody. Hello. So if you're putting that kind of crap in your mind, it's gonna hurt your relationships, and you got to do something about that.
You're right. It's going to seep out somewhere, and probably seep out in a way that you have no control over. So listen up, guys. That's why we love doing the podcast, because we can talk about stuff like this. We want you to be healthy. We want your kids to see somebody who's healthy and shows up in the world in a great way and sets a great example. We can change your kids.
Leading by example, right? I mean, your kids are watching you. And they will do exactly what they see. So, you know, if you're angry, if they're in the back seat and you're out there in road rage territory and flipping everybody off, your kids are watching. You know, your kids are watching how you treat your wife. Your kids are watching. They're watching what you watch on television. They're doing what you're doing. And so, you know, if that just put the fear of death in you when you heard that, do something about it. Take action and do something.
I love it. So, Mike, you're going to come on another show in the future as well. I'm going to have you on my Living the Next Chapter podcast to talk about your writing, because you got many things to talk about there as well. So we're going to have you there. Well, we had you on How to Podcast because that was fun. So three podcasts with you. I think we're becoming friends, just so you know. Thank you for doing this, Mike. Thank you for sharing. And I love the connection between our online friends and followers to a sitting around the bonfire in the backyard group of men.
Yeah.
I think if we can have some sort of balance this week to how we can strengthen those relationships in person and online, that's great. But if we can have a way of making the two work together, I think that might be a good solution to help us to be a truer man.
A balance in everything, I think, is important. you know, but whether it's your diet, whether it's your life, whether it's whatever, there's a balance there somewhere and you have to go find it.
Send us to the website again, Mike. Where do we go? And the podcast. Where do we start listening to?
Yeah,
like, the most recent episode or the very beginning? Where do we go?
You can jump in wherever. Honestly, there's no rhyme or reason. I just kind of take the podcasts as they come to me. But you can find the podcast on every major podcast channel. I always tell people if you want to know where to go find it, you can go to truemanpodcast.com. And on my website, I've got some links there to connect you with whatever favorite podcast channel you may have. But yeah, if you go out to my website, truemanlifecoaching.com, my email address is mike@truemanlifecoaching.com. You can connect with me and I'd love to hear from you.
And you have time in your calendar, you said as well, right? So people can jump in and talk to you.
I always, I'll tell you how sincere I am about this. When I have a man reach out to me, if they send me an email and they don't, because my calendar is not the easiest thing to get in on these days. If somebody tries to get on my calendar and there's no dates there, I go out of my way to try to connect with a guy because I figure that if a man actually has the guts, the stones, if you will, to reach out to me, there's something going on in their life and we need to talk immediately. Because what I know is when men finally get to a point where they're looking for an assist, there's something going on. And I always take that train of that military train of thought of leave no man behind. Leave no man behind. And I will help anybody that I can help as long as they're willing to take action on themselves. And trust me, I talk with guys all the time and they're like, well, I want to talk with somebody or I know what I need to do. And then they never take action on it. And that is sincerely heartbreaking to me. But what I found is that, you know, I can do a lot of things, but I can't help a man who doesn't want to help themselves. I'll throw you a lifeline and then you have a choice. You can catch it or walk away. And if you walk away, I have to accept that, but that even that doesn't taste good to me. But no man left behind. So I know that if a man decides to reach out to me, I need to talk with them as soon as possible. So that's how I
treat. All the information for Mike will be in the show notes as always. Please go over, like, and follow his podcast. Go over and check his YouTube channel. You want some tips on being a true man? You can check that out on YouTube as well. I did a Google search. He came up strong. So just type in Mike Van Pelt.
I don't know how.
True Man Life Coaching. You'll see him. He's all over the first page of Google. And that's a good thing because you're helping many people, Mike. Thank you for being part of this. And we'll catch you on the next podcast.
Oh, absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
All right, everybody. All the information's there. Please go support Mike. Again, Mike, thank you so much.
Hey, thanks for listening to Dad Space today. I'm so thankful that you were here for this episode. If you like the show, please let another dad know. Hey, that kind of rhymed. Anyways, share the episode out with somebody in your circle who would love Dad Space. That means so much to us here for our guests who donate their time to be on the show. And we just want to see this grow. So, again, another rhyme. Oh, wow. Anyhow, think I need to write a song or something. Thank you for being here with Dad Space. And again, looking forward to the next episode. Look forward to having you here again with us. And if we can help you in any way, or if you have a great guest idea for the show, a topic that you would love us to cover, we would love to do that here on Dad Space. So thanks for listening and thanks for being part of the community. And to you, Dad, thank you for listening and thank you for sharing Dad Space. Catch you on the next one. Take care.